Halton Hills Today is profiling every candidate in the upcoming municipal election. Up first, Ward 1, Acton, Councillor Candidates. Sitting Ward 1 Councillor Mike Albano has been striving to address local traffic concerns, affordable housing and environmentally friendly policies throughout his term. As he seeks re-election for a third term next month, the longtime Acton resident is calling for the creation of affordable rental housing for seniors and economically disadvantaged people. The environment ranks high on Albano's priorities as well, referring to himself as a green councillor. We need to do more for climate change, whatever we can do in town by promoting policies and putting in place things that reduce energy consumption, he said. I'd like to see more EV chargers in town. We need to do our part. Much like other members of council, Albano has been particularly vocal about creating a truck bypass that would steer big rigs away from downtown Acton. He and Mayor Rick Bennett brought forth a motion at last week's council meeting to urge Provincial Minister of Transportation Caroline Mulroney to reconsider her stance and prioritize a long-term strategy for local truck traffic. The resolution also requests provincial funding in the short term for a feasibility study that investigates alternatives to address truck traffic, including a review of the need for an Acton truck bypass. On a less serious note, the father and grandfather is interested in enhancing the local arts and beautification of Acton in general. He has no qualms about saying that Acton's Prospect Park is a hidden gem, noting he can talk for hours about what we could do with this park in terms of trails and utilizing the space a little bit better. He's a supporter of the Acton Community Garden and Acton Fall Fair, and also sits as chairperson for the Acton Food Share, often steering the organization through difficult times. Albano recently put out an appeal for more food as inflation has put a strain on some families in the community, increasing demand on food banks. Rounding out Albano's community-based passions is the small business sector. As a member of the Acton BIA Board of Directors, Albano said he's well aware of the support businesses need as they recover from the pandemic impacts. Albano worked with the Upper Grand District School Board in Guelph as the manager of information technology for over 3 decades until his retirement.